Do you ever sit and observe families, like when you're in a restaurant, for example? Sometimes people really do enjoy each other. They talk and laugh and interact. Others don't talk so much, but you can tell they have a genuine concern for each other. Then there are those that eat away, mostly sitting in non-communicating silence. I observed a couple that appeared to be in their late 60s. I know some people don't talk as much while they eat as others do, but man, there wasn't communication, period. The wife made an attempt. She took her fork and pointed to a specific portion on his plate and asked something like, "How does that taste?" Even though he answered her, it was more like grunting. She didn't talk after that. I mean, if the other person treats you like a post in the pasture, why talk? You don't have to abuse people, just ignore them and fail to affirm them, and they'll get the idea quick that in your mind, they don't amount to much. Do you communicate positive things with the people you love? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out, and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon and 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3 right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts for the programs are archived on the radio station website, 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section, Present Truth site. Then the first hour of the programs have been playing in the evenings from 6 to 7 on the 1360 radio station, KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado, here in northern Colorado. But starting Monday, the programs will air at 6 a.m. So 6 to 7. So you'll get 3 hours, 1 hour early, and then the 2 hours later in the day. The Friday program for the first hour will air Monday morning at 6 a.m. So you won't miss anything. Well, I was thinking if it's the election day here, Tuesday, the 5th of November, a day that we'll always remember. The day when Donald Trump yesterday gave his final rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was stating at the end of the last hour, what a man of honor, dignity. What an individual that has given everything possible for the American people. He's not an insider. He's not part of the deep state. He's not part of the New World Order. He's hated because he has done what is possible to expose all the corruption in America. These individuals that are the rulers of this country, in the occult, in secret societies. The riddle of the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. I won't go over it this hour. I'll present it initially. It's the riddle of Donald Trump as the seventh king, the seventh president of the United States of America, the individual that will precede the final president of this country. There will be final administrations in the United States of America. There will be seven individuals in those administrations. Joe Biden is not included in that list. He's not worthy. The final, Donald Trump is sandwiched between Barack Obama and Barack Obama. Barack Obama was number six. Barack Obama will be the king or the president of the eighth administration. And Donald Trump sits sandwiched between Barack Obama and Barack Obama. Again, Joe Biden did not win the election. He's an imposter president. He maybe was the head of the corporation, but he was not the president of America. So in between Barack Obama and Barack Obama is Donald Trump. Can you imagine the difficulty that you would have, the problems being sandwiched between this globalist? And he's more than a globalist. He feels that he should be the first individual who should rule the world solely. Not a family like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds of Europe. They have been family dynasties. But Barack Obama, he feels that he has the right to be the first individual, not a family, not a lineage, but an individual to rule the whole earth, the whole, this blue oyster that sits in space. And Donald Trump in this final rally last night. He was magnificent. He had his family on stage. Where's Kamala's family? She has no family. Where's her husband, Emhoff? Where was he on her final address to the American people? I guarantee you he didn't want to be on the stage. He'd be ashamed of his wife. She performed so poorly. But Donald Trump had his boys. His daughter Ivanka couldn't be there. Tiffany, the boys, the family. It was, again, very, what a family of dignity. No drugs, no prostitutes, no like Hunter Biden. There's no perversion running around in the laptop. So you have a comparison of Biden and Trump, Biden's family and Trump's family. Biden's daughter Ashley accuses Biden of taking showers with her and doing things inappropriately with her. And the individual that brought all this into the media, she's in jail now for telling the truth. What dignity this individual has. But now, this is his final rally. This concludes his service to the American people. He is now being released from duty. And Christ is going to compliment him. Well done, my faithful servant. Well done. God trained him to be in the spotlight as president in these last 8 years. And he's done a great job representing the American people and exposing the corruption of the American government. Well done, Donald Trump. Well done. Our hats are off to Donald Trump. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
So our hats are off to Donald Trump, those that understand who he is. You know, I'm going to give the analogy one more time. This will probably be the last time I ever present this analogy to this audience. Donald Trump, I likened him to the eye of a hurricane. The great six men, six of the final presidents of the United States of America, great, great globalists, beginning with Jimmy Carter, a powerful globalist used by the Rockefeller family to pass laws. We would have a petrodollar. We would have a trilateral commission, a great globalist. So we must view Jimmy Carter for who he is, the first of six great globalists. He was the beginning of a global hurricane, or of the hurricane upon the people of the United States of America. And Ronald Reagan, the second in line to further the globalist plans internationally. What would that be? War and the buildup of America's military. A globalist. He did support Israel. All the presidents did. They were forced to by God. But he was a globalist. And the winds of the hurricane increased. Then you had a jump with George Bush Jr., the individual who really, with Ollie North in the Reagan administration, globalist, funding the CIA, secret government agencies to sanction nations of the world and overthrow governments. Globalism expanding, the winds of the hurricane increasing, becoming more destructive. George Bush Sr. continued that momentum, increased it. Bill Clinton, then it began to really howl. A great globalist. All these men must be remembered of being the great globalists of the United States of America. Then you had George Jr. continuing globalist plan, NDAA, to the 9/11. The winds of the hurricane increased, the destructive winds to destroy America, to destroy the freedoms of this country, to destroy the nations that wouldn't go along with the objectives of the New World Order. Quote, George Bush Sr., the New World Order, a New World Order. And Jr., the same. Then you had the Category 5 with Barack Obama. And the plans were the destructive laws that were passed in this country, the IRS and the intelligence agencies investigating the Tea Party movement. It just continued. The winds of the hurricane, destructive, increasing darkness upon America. Then you had the eye of the hurricane, Donald J. Trump. Light breezes, the skies opened, The sun came out. The American people got to breathe. Interest rates went down. Jobs were created. The economy was healthy. Not like 2008 when the curse began between Bush and Obama. That was when the curse began, a great curse upon the American people, when the economy and the housing market collapsed. God was speaking then to this country. These great men, these men should be remembered as being the great globalists of our time. John Kerry, he's great too, the Jolly Green Giant. He's great, but not like these six presidents prior to Donald Trump. Then Donald Trump, the eye of the hurricane. The nation was blessed. It's like the heavens opened to this country. And then the election, once again, with the theft, not of these looters going into these department stores and stealing jewelry or whatever is valuable, but the theft of an election. Well, that was the beginning increase in the winds after the eye of the hurricane, after the hurricane had moved. And still Donald Trump has kept those high winds away, even for the last 4 years, though he wasn't in the Oval Office. He has kept the destructive winds that came through Obama in 2008, he kept them away. They've been at a distance. But now, Donald Trump, now this, the end, or the, God is going to allow and is going to dismiss Donald Trump. He's going to allow him to go and enjoy the rest of his days with his grandchildren, his children, his golf course, with what he is. You know, the Bible says that we are to enjoy the work of our hands. And may the Lord bless him to enjoy the work of his hands, all that he has done, not just in building an empire legally, but in helping a nation and helping the nations of the world, protecting them from these great globalists up to Obama, from Jimmy to Obama. Great globalists. They're in the Bible. And what is stated about them, there's no dignity, there's no honor. And we see what kind of people they were. Reagan, at the end of his life, he was touched by God too, dementia, as a punishment. Same with Joe. Donald Trump, mind is solid. The endurance he has is unbelievable. Kamala, last week, she was there in the helicopter. Cameras outside at a distance. And they show her with an aide. She's sitting by the window. And a great big yawn for the world. She yawned for about 3-4 seconds. And then just sat there in a daze. Yawn for the world, Kamala. You yawn for the world. Donald Trump, you've never seen him yawn. You've never seen him slump in his chair. And she was sitting pretty heavy in that chair. You could tell she was out, fatigued. A big yawn for America. A big yawn for the world, Kamala. So I just hope that Donald Trump, the eye of the hurricane now, we are no longer in the eye of the hurricane. The winds of destruction in the next 8 years are about to commence. And there's nothing we can do about it. Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew, he talked about a time where there'd be tribulation, 3.5 years of tribulation, an additional 3.5 years of great tribulation. Next year, the 7 years of tribulation begins, the end of the summer or early fall. And between now and then, Barack Obama is going to have time to begin to set himself up to be the leader of this country once again. And I even hate to discuss what that's going to look like, so I'm not going to. Israel must move quickly to end this war in the Middle East. They must move, and they are moving. I'm not saying that they're dilly-dallying, not at all. But they should have an urgency to move even faster. Because when Barack Obama returns to power, he's not going to allow Israel to take out terrorists. America has always used these terrorists to our benefit, to our advantage. They're basically employed, whether we actually employ them or we allow them to die, to our advantage. We still use them. Israel is wrapping up in Gaza. In Lebanon, 100 strikes in 2 days, all productive, killing more, eliminating more of the leaders. Barack Obama is going to get ready for war, prepare this nation for war against Russia next year in the late summer. These are things to come. Not because I have a crystal ball. No, because I know what the Bible says. It's in the Bible. The Great Russian War, Ezekiel 38 and 39. The Gaza War that precedes the Russian War, the World War, the regional war in the Middle East, and Israel coming out victorious. Very shortly, the war in Jordan is going to commence. Jordan cannot stay out of the conflict much longer. Israel must own the nation of Jordan. Transjordan. It was given to them initially, and then the British took it back. Things are developing that are incredible, and many of the pastors and teachers of the land are trying to scratching their heads because they don't know Bible prophecy, so they don't know what's happening. There are others that are presenting what needs to be known to the people of this country. I'll be back. Election Day 2024, November 5th. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit peshows.com for more details. See you at the show.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Okay. It is, the things that are happening right now, everything's fitting together. Everything is coming together perfectly. In God's timetable, Donald Trump, he gets to go enjoy the rest of his days. He's done everything he can for the American people, and there's nothing more he can do. There's nothing more he can do. Globalists, God is going to allow them to rule this country for roughly 8 years, and with each year, the hardships will increase. God is speaking to the nations of the world through the United States. He's speaking to the world through the war in Israel and what's happening with the Jewish people and the hatred of the Jewish people internationally and in this country. And he's speaking to the Christian people and warning them tribulation, hardship, suffering is coming. And Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. He means no flesh. Beasts of the field, the cattle, the creatures. Look at the honeybee population. I don't know if it's... I all summer, in the spring, we always see robins. Little red robins, they come to visit. I did not see this year, not one robin. I have not seen in the last 3 months a sparrow, a bird, where we live. We have a juniper tree, and generally the little sparrows and little birds are on that juniper tree eating the little juniper berries. Not one. The ground, the sidewalk is covered with berries. And I haven't seen, I saw one dragonfly yesterday. God is coming. He must come to destroy those who destroy the earth, who destroy the environment, who destroy the creatures that God created that have duties. These little creatures, they have duties. They're also employed by God to oversee, in a sense, to take care of, you know, pollinating the crops. And then here we're, in this state, we're trying to pass a law protecting the mountain lions, no hunting of these creatures, that are vicious. But this is the mindset of people. The minds of the people in this country are touched. Not, and I don't mean by God. They're touched by the devil. Christ said, or in the book of Genesis, it says, God said that let man have dominion over the beasts, over the fields, over the fowl of the air. He was saying that if we don't tame nature, which is the greatest hardship to mankind, nature. If we don't tame nature, what grows in the fields, the beasts, then what happens is nature will tame us. And because of the environmentalists, their attitude is do not kill any wild beast. Let the beasts, let the bears, don't control the bear population, don't control the mountain lion, the bobcats. Just let them move it, get Fifi in downtown Thornton. Let the bears come into downtown Longmont. They used to come down the river into Longmont and get into the trash dumpsters. What happened to that bear? Well, they didn't want to tell you, they had to take care of it. Don't tell the environmentalists. If you don't tame nature, nature will tame you. And here they're trying to pass a law so that we cannot tame nature. And they're talking about this mountain lion, how they hunt with all this new technology. There are these permits that are given out to hunt mountain lions. You have to have a permit. And without a permit, you don't hunt them. And generally, when you go hunt the mountain lions, you're not hunting them, they're hunting you. Boulder County, I don't know how many years ago, over a decade, 15 years ago, two permits to hunt mountain lions. Guess what happened? It was Boulder County. I think it was Boulder County. The two guys that had the permits came back and said, no, thank you. Here, these are the permits. We didn't fill them. We were being hunted. So they decided they wanted to live. If you don't tame nature, nature will tame you. And because the people of this country don't want to tame the greatest enemy, the wicked, through the laws and the New World Order and the globalists, the people of the world can't tame these wicked systems. So what's going to happen? There's going to be the death of probably 500 million people. It's already begun. But the Lord said that it would happen. You have to let the tree grow. And you have to let the wicked do what they do. As difficult as it may be, when there's no justice, the people are depressed. When there's no justice, the people lose hope. But What God is saying is that in spite of this, there is hope, but it comes through an individual by the name of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus Christo or Yeshua HaMashiach. The King of the Jews is the only hope that the Jewish people have in the next 8 years. He is the King of the Jews, and they must be and they will be protected by him, even though still to this day they don't know him. And we in this country must be protected by the Son of God. And most of the people in this country do not know who the Son of God is. The Son of God is actually the very God of heaven. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and forced taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
So overall, it would appear that the future seems to be very bleak, but there is hope with Christ. Now, in what we will not do through the judicial system, the laws, the judges won't do their job. Here, we're having the election for these judges. Everyone should be removed. Every judge should be replaced. But these people and the evil is ubiquitous. It's just everywhere. You cannot get away from it. No matter where you go, in every precinct, just evil. And the judges that won't do their job. What was that old saying? These judges would just do their damn job, like Judge Roy Bean 100 and plus 130, 40, 50 years ago, He did his job. He'd hang these people. Good for him. We need more Judge Roy Beans today. I remember the Ceausescu's in Romania robbed the people, murdered people, and eventually their day came. And they were brought in, charged with murder, theft, cruelty, mass murder, every evil imaginable. And they stand up there and they say, "You cannot judge us. You cannot. You have to let us go. You have no authority." Had him in the court, brought forth all the allegations, all that they have done. They went to some of the old ruins of palaces, these beautiful, massive, great castles. Here they find treasures of art and just the treasures of the nation. They robbed the people. All the loot. They had the evidence. And the Ceausescu still stated, "You cannot prosecute us." Judgment was passed. Death by the firing squad. And so they took, you know, another 3 and 4 years to go through the court system. And, you know, they dragged their feet and protest after, I'm thinking of what happens in America. I'm sorry. I got the wrong nation. I'm sorry. I'm talking about what happened, I think it was in Romania. So they went, judgment was passed, and they marched them right outside into the courtyard, threw them against the wall, side by side. They should have been happy that they got to die together, and boom. Justice, but not in America. So my point is that, yes, there can be justice, but when these judges won't judge and punish correctly, then God, who lives outside of time, his hand stretches into time, and he brings about the punishment on his own. Sometimes that's the way it's got to be. And there does come a time when there's coming a time, or the time is coming, the laws internationally cannot prosecute Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, these individuals. They work for the devil. They're employed by the devil. They're on the payroll. But eventually, even though they work for the devil, there comes that day when it says in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to be born, a time to die. And when that day comes, the devil, death, has no permission to take their life, their lives. But there comes a day where God says, okay, he unleashes death upon them, and guess what? They are taken, and the demons get to carry them to Gehenna, to fire. Oh, they don't just drop through the earth into fire. No, that's underneath the earth is where hell is. They don't just drop through the... No, they're actually taken, escorted by demons right out of this life, right down into the chambers of Gehenna. And that's where they perfect memory. They have photographic perfect memory of everything from the time they were a child to the time they die. And they relive their evil deeds over and over and over, and they cannot find a cool place in any corner of that cavern. This is what's coming when man won't judge rightly, if we won't rule over the animals will be the curse to us. When we won't judge the wicked will be the curse to us. But also, the wicked, God is going to have them fighting against each other. And the wicked, like with Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, They all fight for power. They kill each other. So when there will be no justice, when there's no justice, God will bring justice. Where there's no justice, the people lose hope. Have hope. Christ said that his kingdom is going to be established on the earth. His invisible kingdom is present now. And this kingdom is growing. The kingdom now on the earth is expanding. It doesn't appear like it, but it is. The punishments of the wicked are actually beginning. I'll be back to conclude the program in a few minutes. You're listening to The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast1360KHNC.com.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
right. Everything that's happening can be daunting. It's unreal, even strange. You know, we are the American people now. We are going down a rabbit hole. We are going down in a direction that is, we cannot be certain on anything. I'm trying to, I know that we know things shift. We have to transition as changes take place. This election day is the last presidential election that will take place in the United States of America. This is the final election season for president. After this, America is going to it'll be like when Lenin or Stalin or Hitler, the leader to come. Well, I have already told you who that's going to be. And the changes that are going to begin, that are already taking place, not beginning, they've already started. They're not soon to begin. They have already commenced. Big, big changes. And to the Christian people that will understand what I'm saying, God said there's a day that is appointed for the tribulation to begin next year. The children of the devil are trying to bring the tribulation in a year ahead of time. Through our prayers and reminding these spirits and reminding the powers that be, they must, God's kingdom will come, they must obey God and His prophetic timetable. That's it for today. Election Day 2024. I'm done with the election program. We'll visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, see what happens overnight.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.